Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We hope that the political will by all parties exists in order to move forward. There are obviously problems that have prevented us from reaching the first stage, finding the solutions, and I certainly hope that our colleagues will recognize the fact that this is a unique opportunity that will not be repeated, and they need to take advantage of this opportunity.
All right, Iran's foreign minister saying, hey, this is it. The door's open for a while, and then this is unique, and forget about it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Veiled threat, just the truth, or where do we go with this? Iran's power, is it up, 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 with or without a deal? It's very, very complicated, right? Tehran makes a deal, makes war, makes common cause, efforts with the United States, or what happens? It depends. So you look at the sanctions, and it's about the sanctions. If the sanctions are tougher, if they squeeze the banking sanctions and the people start to feel the economic pinch, what do you think is going to happen? Well, there's going to be students and young people who are furious. It's not the nuclear aspirations only that have gotten our attention, but that's why Iran's at the table. Because, you know, ultimately they'll get the bomb. They'll get the bomb. I think it's scary, but they've got the knowledge. I worry more about who could get it from Iran. How could that they scrape this off to somebody else? But this is a problem. And that's what the foreign minister is saying. This is your shot. This is what's happening. This is your chance, U.S., to do something and everybody else. But, you know, they're focusing on the U.S. So we've got different divisions of the Arab Spring. And our involvement has absolutely narrowed. Absolutely narrowed. And the negotiations, at this point, some things have come off the table, which was good, in agreement. But if nothing gets done by June, which would be the ultimate drop-dead date for this, then what happens? I mean, Iran, to me, is absolutely going to be on a land grab to get any pieces of land that they can. That would be a priority for certain. And then you think of the allies that we've got in that territory, Israel, and do we still have Israel? We do still have Israel. Saudi Arabia. And they don't like, you know, what's happening. They're watching what's happening with Iran, what the maneuver is going to be, and what the play is going to be. I mean, Iran has benefited in a couple of different ways from some of the things that have happened, a la the Arab Spring. And senior U.S. officials say, and they're denying, they're going to go soft in Iran to keep Tehran happy about nuclear talks. They say the negotiations are walled off from concerns about what Iran aggressively is doing elsewhere, that that's not part of the discussion, that that's not what this is about. Are we ever not going to be concerned about the way Iran is behaving? And the answer to that is no. We'll always be concerned about what is happening with Iran. So at this point, there's not a deal. There just seems as though they're closer to a deal. Closer. No deal, but closer to a deal. In the meantime, we had some breaking news. A gunman stormed Kenya University. Yet police there, you had a student that was wounded, and this is in south central Kenya, if you can picture that. They say the gunshots started going off, you know, that pop, pop, pop sound. People always describe it like fireworks at Garissa University College. It happened at 5 a.m., And that this is the time that they would do that because you have morning prayers. Some people ran to a field, but then the gunshots were kind of following them, so they just kept running. And they don't know how many people there were, but it looked like, gunman-wise, witnesses say maybe 10. And that they were just shooting in all different angles, all over the place. They surrounded a mosque, and they don't know why they were surrounding a mosque. And Garrison University, or Garissa University, is an area where Al-Shabaab sometimes has showed up with raids. Oh, my. So it's a targeted spot, I suppose, and they were definitely being targeted. And even last month, remember, the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, warning Americans certainly, but warned of possible attacks throughout Kenya in the near future. Because there was supposedly a death of a key leader in Al-Shabaab in that network. So with that happening, there were some intercepts about the possibility of an attack. And sure enough, this is what you get. Just picture that. You're praying, and then you just see bullets everywhere. You're running for your life and looking over your shoulder and trying to get a handle on what's happening. But it's very, very tough. Because you're just running. You're just trying to get out of the way, out of the line of fire. And that's what it was like for them. Especially if you had 10 gunmen, that's pretty heavy. And so they knew they would encounter people who weren't ready for that. People who barely had their eyes open, were going through the ritual, and weren't expecting it. It was the perfect time to do the unexpected move. So whoever ultimately is responsible, they knew that. And that's what they were looking for. They were looking for that opening. That soft opening where there wouldn't be any guards or anything that would stop them from being able to swoop in, to move in, and randomly and indiscriminately just shoot, shoot, shoot. Indiana, they're not worried so much about random gun people, although if you talk to the cops there, that would be on anybody's list. The concern, the focus is on politics and an Indiana law. So the women's Final Four, they're discussing about relocating next year. There's a lot of pressure on Indiana to revise its new religious objection law. Will they do that and acquiesce to the fervent cry that they're seeing, or keep it as is? I think because Mike Pence, the governor, has so much pressure, and he's already said it. Look, we're going to go back and look and fix the law. So he's already saying we don't want a discriminatory law. So the governor is saying we're going to look at it. They're going to look at it. They're going to try to do what they can. He's trying to get everyone off of his back and move forward with that. I mean, because besides that, there's other crazy stories, like this Indiana pizza shop. Now they're saying they might have to close because the owner said they wouldn't cater gay weddings. It's one of the few types of statements we've heard from a business out of Indiana. We're talking about food next with a little bit of a political twist with Jeff Steyer. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Might be in his pajamas, but man, we have such a super big audience that at this time of the show, I am very excited that he's joining us live. Well worth it, because I love the fact that they're taking on the issues, as always. Jeff Steyer, and we're talking NCPPR, our pals, actually taking on the folks from Bravo, or at least a celebrity chef. And this is interesting how this wraps around, and we'll explain all of this in a second here. You know, as we look at, because you know how Jeff is the director of risk analysis, and he is really pushing all the buttons with his just released article in the National Review, and talking about, you know, a Bravo celebrity chef and TV personality, and what he did for catapulting himself pretty much in the middle of this public policy expert on food legislation. So, you know, we got this food movement going on, but to what end? And we're going to find out right now. Hey, Jeff, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to be with you. I did wear a suit for our interview, you know.
I think it's awesome. You rock that you came on with us. It's so fun to have you on live. So let's explain this. I saved it for you. Let's flesh this out a little bit more and explain to me why you're calling out this Bravo celebrity chef.
Well, Tom Colicchio is a celebrity chef. He has all these high-end fancy restaurants. He sells artisan mugs for $46 a piece. And what he does is he donates 10% of his profits from those $46 mugs to a group called Food Policy Action. Now, Food Policy Action is known for having this scorecard, this national food policy scorecard. I remember getting a call from the Washington Post back in 2013 about this, asking me what I thought about the food policy scorecard, and I looked at it and I said, look, 38 House and Senate members with the lowest scores, zero on Tom Colicchio's scorecard, were Republicans. All the top scorecards, scoring members of Congress, were Democrats. And I said, oh, I wonder what their standards are. And it turns out that the standards are, if you believe that taxpayers should pay more money for food, if you think we need more government regulation over food, if you think we need warning labels on biotech, genetically modified food, whatever you think requires more government, you get a higher score. And if you think we ought to have less government interference in how we, you get a low score. And I told the Washington Post at the time that the scorecard itself, as a measure of whether a member of Congress is good or bad at food policy, that the scorecard itself was a sham. It's kind of like saying that an NRA scorecard on gun ownership is just kind of, you know, what do you think about safety? Many people support gun rights, so you get a high score. If you don't support gun rights, you get a low score. That doesn't mean anything. It just means where you stand on these issues. Tom Colicchio, this celebrity chef, is trying to come off as, well, if you get a high score for us, you must be in favor of good food. And it's really an elitist point of view. It does nothing to improve public health, as he tries to paint it. So it was no surprise when I learned that he became MSNBC's food policy analyst. It all makes sense now.
Right, and then that all gets pumped out there, though, and that is slanted in a ridiculous direction, as you've already pointed out to us, correct?
It's slanted the way a cliff is slanted, Kate.
It certainly is, isn't it? And you and I have talked about this many times here on this show when we're talking about even other issues. I mean, what is the deal with this labeling of food and the environmental impact of farming and food production and,
yep,
you know, then looking at Congress and wrapping that into it,
exactly,
and what it's doing to the
exactly
environment.
What I wrote in my piece together with my co-author Julie Kelly is that what Tom Colicchio tries to do, and the food police and the nanny state and all of these activists who are pushing sustainable diets, whatever that may mean, they're trying to separate us by red plates and blue plates. They want to make food political. They want to inject politics into how we eat. So it's not about good food and healthy food. It's about injecting ideology into how we eat. Telling us, for instance, as the new dietary guidelines for Americans may do, according to the Obama administration report, is that eating meat should be reduced, not because meat isn't necessarily healthy, which it is, but because meat is bad for the environment. Meat, especially red meat, they say, causes global warming. And because global warming is not sustainable, we ought to eat less meat. And that's the federal government's nutrition advice. And we're trying to stop that at the National Center. So, but that's part of this ideology, is that we have to have, quote unquote, sustainable food. Of course, nobody wants to have unsustainable food, but the ideas behind it, the ideologies behind it are about, I mean, I remember reviewing the Dietary Guidelines report, and they talked about labor policy. Now, this was nutrition guidelines. Congress gave the federal government authority, gave the administration a request to have nutrition guidelines every 5 years, update those nutrition guidelines. And they've been hijacked by activists who are interested in climate change. Now, regardless of what you think about climate change, and regardless of whether
right,
you think eating hamburgers causes climate change, the administration has no right to insert climate change into nutrition advice. Congress didn't give the executive branch authority to do that. And, of course, it's not true that eating hamburgers is going to cause the globe to get hot.
Yeah, there is some inherent danger, isn't there? Do we have to politicize everything and now food? That's bad. I mean, we are separating ourselves. It's ridiculous. It's like we're the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. There is something
that is so wrong.
There's just something so wrong about that, Jeff, because why? Why would we do that? I mean, why would we allow that to happen? But I guess I'm answering my own question, because you said all roads led in this direction for this Bravo chef to MSNBC, which makes sense, because then that would be attractive to them to put him on the airwaves.
Exactly.
But,
and it's not,
you know,
and here's the thing, Kate. He gets his gravitas, he gets his credibility from perhaps having been a good chef or at least being a good television personality. But what
right.
I would implore your listeners is not to let that glow of being perhaps a good chef or at least a guy who knows how to sell a restaurant, not to fool you into thinking that just because he knows how to sell a $46 mug on a website, not to think that his policies about nutrition advice are accurate or will improve health.
Yeah, and that's a key thing with this. It's about the research and the analysis, which is, should not be political anyway, let's face it, right?
Exactly. And I think we're past that point, right? I wrote an article for National Review, a political magazine, about food policy. It's become political. But we're pushing back. We don't think that we ought to judge how we eat based on politics. We don't think it should be politicized. And what Tom Colicchio has done, and we pointed this out in our National Review article, is that he is making it political. He is telling us that we can't eat without it being a political thing. And we're just standing up to that and saying, look, we ought to have Republicans and Democrats enjoying food together and have some meat and don't worry about it causing global warming, because it doesn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. By the way, you can hit him up on the 140-character world. Tweet all this out at Jeff A. Steyer, S-T-I-E-R. Jeffrey, thanks so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Always fun. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. So there you go. I agree. Now we have become so much about separation and politics that here we go with the food thing. I mean, here we go with the food thing. It is just bad politics. And is that improving our health? It is not improving our health. I mean, listen, I have been delving into this for weeks, for months, after I got sick with strep. There's no favors here that are happening. I mean, there's absolutely not. And as Jeff says, it's impossible to separate our food culture from the politics now and policies that are part of our choices as taxpayers and consumers. Really? This is what Colicchio said in his gig. And so he's saying, Jeff Steyer's saying, why? Why do we have to have this? Oh, me, oh, my, oy vey, as my friends would say. Hang with us.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Shopping weekend count. Governor of California, Jerry Brown, on Wednesday, jumped before the mic to tell Californians that he's imposing a mandatory water restriction for the first time ever on residents, businesses, and farms, ordering cities and towns up and down the Golden State to reduce usage by 25%. Let me give you an idea. Let's peel back the onion on this. Pasadena, they've got to cut off all their fountains. UCLA, cut off all their fountains. What does 25% across the board mean? Well, they believe 1.5 million acres of water, or acre feet is a better way to describe it. So let's go deeper for you math geniuses. An acre foot of water, I never had this in school, equals about 325,000 gallons. That's over the next 9 months. Brown said that, listen, this historic drought demands some action. The Sierra Nevada snowpack, which is what Californians rely on during the summer for their water, is at a record low. So instead, this was the action, 25%. across the board. So there's a lot of things that will happen that people in California aren't used to, which means that they're going to cut water on campuses besides Pasadena and UCLA, golf courses, cemeteries, large landscapes, all of that, because they can't tolerate it if they're trying to cut that number down. There is a very staggering 11 trillion gallons that are needed. That's a crazy number for California to recover from the emergency. That's a lot of water. Oh, that's a lot of water. And I don't know why they didn't jump on this sooner. There's even a $1 billion spending plan to tackle that drought. But they better hurry up. Because when you impose restrictions, yeah, some people try to follow them and do what they can. Geez, do their part. There's signs up in the neighborhood. But it's not that easy for people to flip that switch. And if you're relying on city and town and all the suburbs to come through, some will, some people won't. It's the bigger ticket items that... An Indiana pizza shop is coming under massive fire, verbally anyway, for saying it would refuse to cater a same-sex wedding and agreeing with the new law in Indiana, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that's what it's called. What happened was Crystal O'Connor, who's one of the family members of Memories Pizza in Walkerton, told one of the ABC affiliates there, TV, that if a gay couple came in and wanted us to provide pizzas for their wedding, we would have to say no. She says, we've owned the restaurant for 9 years. It is a Christian establishment. We're proud to own a business that reflects our faith. Hey, we're not discriminating against anyone. That's just our belief, and anyone has the right to believe in anything. So somebody, when they were walking around trying to get comments from people, must realize that, oh, here's a place where I think they'll say that. And so there you go. This happened hours after the governor agreed to sign the new law, saying it didn't allow for discrimination. So now the word is they're trying to rework it. So this controversy will eventually, if they do that, if they fix the legislation, then it would die on the vine, if they fix it, though. Because, I mean, now it's a law. They don't have to do that. They don't have to fix it. They can look at it and change a word or two, but wouldn't it have the same effect? I think it's not going to get... I think the controversy is not going to die down overnight. I mean, this is going to be there and drag out for a little while. All right, it's about the numbers, and this is a follow-up, too. And it has to do with New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. You know, he's come under fire in a couple of different areas, but he's saying that in the face of this federal indictment on corruption charges and some of the strong support among top Democrats, that there's a lot of questions about whether the indictment will stick. That's what a lot of the pollsters are saying that are out there. He was charged Wednesday with accepting nearly $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a wealthy Florida eye doctor in exchange for political favors. He stepped down temporarily as the top Dem on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to fight the charges. He chaired the panel, of course, last Congress. And Menendez is the son of Cuban immigrants, and he's definitely come to grips verbally with the Obama administration on foreign policy issues a lot, and he's a Democrat. So this isn't a Republican going after a Democrat kind of thing. We'll see what happens with these charges. Menendez slammed the charges and accused the Justice Department of acting with political intent. He joined the Senate in 2006 after serving for about a decade in the House. So he jumped to the other chamber. But will the charges stick with Bob Menendez, or do they go away? Depends on where the money leads. Where does the money lead? It comes down to the numbers and the money ultimately. So either he's another domino to fall, or somehow he's able to wiggle out of that with whatever explanation or evidence in a different direction. There's a new UN report that says more than 25,000 foreigners fight with terrorists. And this has certainly made a lot of news. That's what we're talking about, people leaving home to join Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Iraq, Syria, and a bunch of other countries. I think that's a pretty big number. There's a panel of experts monitoring the UN sanctions against Al-Qaeda. And in the report, they look at the analysis and it shows that the number of foreign fighters has increased by 71% between mid-2014 and March of 2015. So that's not good. It's higher than I can ever remember. Two countries have gotten more than 20,000 foreign fighters, and can you guess what countries they are? That would be Syria and Iraq. So as they looked down the road, the panel said that thousands of foreign fighters who traveled to Syria and Iraq are living and working in an international school for extremists. A military defeat of ISIS in Syria and Iraq could have an interesting, bizarre, almost unintended consequence. What happens to all those foreign terrorist fighters? I'd say let's take our chances in finding out what happens there. I mean, if it's an either-or situation, goodbye ISIS. And hope that some of those people scatter to the wind. Scatter to the wind. I think that's one of the least problems that they have to be concerned about. 25,000 foreign fighters. Oof. That's not good. That just seems like such a chunky number to me. Big number. How about the U.S. sending 12 A-10 Warthog planes to Romania? Did you know that? Yep, a dozen of those planes have been sent to Romania. People forget this, but we sell off our equipment. We do. We sell to all kinds of people. The unit will conduct training alongside NATO allies, apparently, to strengthen and demonstrate U.S. commitment to the security and stability of Europe. So the jet is used for close air support is what it's used for. It includes attacks on ground targets like tanks and other armored kind of vehicles. There can be a lot of different things that fall into that category. And its deployment to Romania will last for at least 90 days as part of the U.S. military's Operation Atlantic Resolve. So it's basically the poke in the eye or the response to Russia's aggression against the Ukraine. So it's a little more than saber rattling. I mean, the A-10, when you talk about air to ground, it's a pretty incredible machine. So adding to the U.S. presence in Eastern Europe, there was a convoy of military tanks and trucks and whatnot that traveled about 1,000 miles through the area in question in the show of kind of force that who was there. So the U.S. sending 12 A-10 Warthog planes to Romania. That's a pretty interesting number, I would say. And sometimes when we do We Can Count, we trip on those numbers. They're almost seemingly right before our eyes. And we started off talking about the drought. Can you believe it? We started off about having to sacrifice and cut off water. You don't think about this, but it's like brushing your teeth. The water's running. Why wouldn't you just turn off the water and brush your teeth? But we all do it. Kids learn to do it. The water's running, and they're brushing, and they're on the little stool, and they're not thinking, oh, I'm wasting water. Three people are dead, and about seven others are unaccounted for after an avalanche. That happened Wednesday in the French Alps. One person, thank goodness, anytime you rescue anyone, one person was evacuated to a hospital, but in serious condition, happened about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right near Esperance National Park. Wow. Very close to that Italian border. All right, that's a wrap for We Can Count.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Once again, we're sliding across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, we kick back and do our cheap movie reviews on our next show. We're heading into a holiday. We'll talk about that and how interesting it is when you get closer to Easter. And I talked about how many people have Easter baskets. Do you still get an Easter basket? And we'll also talk about best memories of Easter and Passover and, you know, everything whipped in between. But for now, time for another edition of Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I'm dumb. Overcommitted there. So, and missed by a mile. How about this from Dan, who says, Kate, I saved up my pennies because I like the whole sailing thing, and I was able to afford a used sunfish. Unfortunately, I used the sunfish, used the sunfish, used the sunfish. And it was a nice day the other day. Tied up the sunfish at the dock. Perhaps I had one too many beers, and it wasn't tied tightly, and the sunfish disappeared. I was frantic. Friends were helping me search everywhere I could possibly go, and finally, thank goodness, it had floated so far away, it was in a cove miles away. Imagine, didn't stay in one area, wasn't slamming against the dock, it took off like a runaway child. So I will make sure I always tie up my sunfish correctly. Seems like a lame problem, but I'm not a rich guy. I like my sailing, and I was so bummed when it was gone. It's like walking out and your car is gone. Imagine that feeling. I can imagine that feeling. We had a sunfish when I was a kid. My mother, we were not wealthy, my mother saved her pennies. It's like an identical story. She got a sunfish for us. It was a used sunfish, and it was so fun. We learned to sail, my brother and I, and there was a huge storm that was coming in, and we did have it tied up. We thought correctly, everybody thought correctly, and it was tied, but it got untied from the storm and completely disappeared. So then we assumed somebody took it. After that, they found it because it was just, it was a nightmare. Boats were turned over, things happened. It was a really serious storm, and we never saw that sunfish again. So I can relate, but I cannot say it was a dumb thing because we definitely had it tied up. It was the dock blowing off, that whole thing that affected it. Here's one. From, I think Nathan's going to like this. This one's from Vince, and he says, "Yo, Kate, dumb things. Live in a second-story apartment. Locked myself out. Had no way to get in. I was doing the bathroom dance. It was late. I just wanted to get in my apartment. So I used the ladder approach. Not a great idea. I fell off the ladder and broke my arm. It was nightmarish, to say the least, because not only did I not crawl into my own bed, but then I had to go to a hospital, then I had to wait in the wee hours to eventually get a cast on my arm. And now it itches." Yeah, now it itches. That's bad. You know what? If I... And I'm just assuming maybe he didn't have drinks, but it's dark out. How much light is there? Putting a ladder. Ooh, you got to be careful in the whole ladder things. I'm not lecturing anyone, but it's shaky in the dark. Maybe he had a light. Maybe he thought he was secure. I don't know. I don't know the whole story there, but he slipped and fell. I know that. This one from Megan, who says, "Hey, Kate, I have kind of a silly story, but maybe you can relate to it. So I got the mail out of my mailbox, and there were some ants in the mail. I didn't see them. I later figured out that's what it must have been. I put the mail, which was mostly flyers and stuff, on my table. But on my table also, I was making cookies, and I had a batch of cookies that were already done, and they were just sitting there, and they were cooling off and getting ready to be eaten or thrown somewhere in a cookie jar. So needless to say, those ants, and there was way more of them than you could imagine, when I turned my back and I was working on something, it wouldn't have mattered, I suppose, they found their way to the cookies. And it was a giant batch, if you know what I mean. And then, between that and the cookie dough, everything had to be thrown out. Ooh, that's an ouch. It's an ouch for a couple of reasons. One, because you already made some of the cookies, so you made the batter, you made the dough, then you made some cookies, so now you're in the process of enjoying it, making them, whew, the other part's over, and there were too many ants on what you brought in from the mailbox. I've seen that before. Sometimes, because we have trees, sometimes ants go into our mailbox. I always check it. And because also those geckos used to crawl into the mailbox too, and that was scary to open the mailbox and have one of those fly out at you. I know they don't do anything, but just the darting around, yeah, not great. I guess the moral of the story is you have to check your mailbox for critters if it's out by the street, and I guess if it's against the house, you know, right by the front door, not necessarily the same experience. How about this one from Scott, who says, Oh, I laughed so hard last week when the guy talked about going to the car wash and leaving his windows open and all the suds and water and everything else rushing in. Oh, how many times did I probably come close to that, although I never did it. Here's what I did do, though. My wife gave me a great, great sweater that I love to wear, and it's kind of a fuchsia color. Don't make fun of me. It's very masculine looking. And I guess I never washed it. And I decided, you know what, this is a little rank. I'm going to wash it. I put it in the washer with a whole bunch of towels, not thinking. They came out kind of psychedelic. It was like I had a groovy towel collection because they looked like tie-dyes. I made the mistake. The shirt ran. And then I had to figure out what to do next. Oh, that's why you keep things on cold. That's why you wash them separately. You know, here's a good rule. I will give you this piece of advice. You don't have to heat it. But as somebody who is, like all of you, short on time, or rushing around, or you don't feel like doing wash, you're tired, you just want to relax, just relax. And do the wash when you have time. But, of course, you don't do that because you need something, so rush, rush, rush. You got to take a breath. You got to separate your clothes and keep it on cold unless there's a reason. It's better anyway for the hot water heater, but keep it on cold so that you don't have that run thing. And listen, I can relate because I can't tell you how many clothes I've ruined washing. Yeah. I can cook, but I definitely am not great in the wash department because, I mean, usually it's that thing. It's the rush thing. And keeping tabs on what I'm mixing together. You don't want to have one giant load of wash. But sometimes it turns out that way. You cannot bleed and blend things together. I guess I never learned that. Shrinkage is bad. You put in like your favorite shirt, pants, whatever, and you have the in the dryer, and you have the dryer up high, 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 and it comes out, and it's like Barbie wear. Oh, that's the worst. The favorite shirt. Like, I don't have to be dressed up. I like the T-shirts, and I have some favorites, and that would be such a bummer if I did that to my T-shirt. Oh, a stain I couldn't get out, or something else, throw something in, you know, where it just shrinks like nobody's business. Oh. Awful. Here's a quick one from Gary. Gary says, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did, leave the windows open overnight when it was snowing. Yeah, it wasn't pleasant to open the car door the next day. What were you doing leaving the windows open if it was snowing and it was cold? Ooh. It's another one. Take a breath. Look at the car. Make sure that you've closed the windows. Thanks, everybody. Remember, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Send us yours at americatonight.net.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.